知行英语 Listen and share. There was once a fisherman who lived with his wife in a pigsty close by the seaside. The fisherman used to go out all day long fishing, and one day, as he sat on the shore with his rod, looking at the sparkling waves and watching his line, all of a sudden, his float was dragged away deep into the water.And when he reeled in his line, he pulled out a golden fish. But the fish said, "Pray let me live. I'm not a real fish. I am an enchanted prince. Put me in the water again and let me go."Oh-ho, said the man.You need not go on much more about the matter. I will have nothing to do with a fish that can talk. So swim away, sir, as soon as you please. Then he put him back into the water, and the fish darted straight down to the bottom.And left a long streak of blood behind him on the way. When the fisherman went home to his wife in the pigsty, he told her how he had caught a golden fish, and how it had told him it was an enchanted prince, and how, on hearing it speak, he had let it go again. Did not you ask it for anything? Said the wife. We live very wretchedly here, in this nasty, dirty pigsty. Do go back and tell the fish we want a snug little cottage.从前有一个渔夫，他和他的妻子住在海边一间猪圈里面。渔夫每天出海打鱼，一去就是一整天。一天，他坐在岸边，手里拿着鱼竿，看着海面上闪亮的波涛和鱼竿上的线。突然，线上的浮子被深深地拽到了水里。当他收线时，他拉上来的是一条金鱼。但是这时，金鱼张嘴对渔夫说话了。求你放了我吧，我不是一条真的鱼，我是一位被施了魔法的王子，把我重新放回水里吧，放我走吧。哦，渔夫说，你不用再说了，一条会说话的金鱼对我来说什么用也没有。走吧，先生，你要走，现在就可以走了。渔夫把金鱼放回到了水里，金鱼立刻游回到了水底，身后留下一溜长长的血迹在水波中荡漾。当渔夫回到他住的猪圈时，他跟妻子说了逮到但又放掉一条金鱼，以及这条金鱼其实是一位被施了魔法的王子的事。你没跟那位王子要求点什么吗？他的妻子说，我们住在这鬼地方真是糟糕透了，你一定要回去告诉那条金鱼，我们要一间能住得舒舒服服的小房子。这个故事说，从前有一位渔夫，那么英语中的渔夫怎么说呢？ 那是 F-I-S-H-E-R-M-A-N Fisherman。 渔夫就是以打鱼为生的人。小朋友们有没有听到 Fisherman 这个单词里面有两个大家都很熟悉的单词，那就是 F-I-S-H Fish 鱼和 M-A-N Man 男人。而 E-R 本身也有表示人的意思，像工人就是 work 工作后面加上 E-R 也就是 worker， 所以 Fish 加上 E-R 也就是 Fisher。这个词本来也有渔夫的意思，而 fisherman 是渔夫更完整的说法，因为出海打鱼基本上都是男人干的活。好了，不知道小朋友们学会了 fisherman 这个单词没有呢？在这里我还要问小朋友们一个问题，故事中的这位渔夫是个富翁还是一个贫穷的人呢？没错，当然是没有钱的人了，因为渔夫和他的妻子住在一个 pigsty 里面。那什么是 pigsty 呢？ P-I-G-S-T-Y pigsty， 在这个单词的拼写里面有 P-I-G pig 这个单词，但我想什么是 pig 小朋友们可能没有不知道的。对了，那就是猪的意思，而 pigsty 就是猪圈，也就是猪住的地方，那肯定不是一个舒服的地方，所以渔夫确实很贫穷。好，今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一曝十寒。
听力课堂，听 class.com。